And during that period, I was invited to go to performances, particularly in Brisbane and Adelaide, where the state companies were interested in getting informed criticism about their work. At that stage, the National Opera Company was doing some touring, and insofar as there was a standard of comparison for the local company, it was between what was done by the Queensland Opera Company and the Australian Opera in its brief season, which was a completely unfair standard of comparison, because these state companies were always stagione companies which came together and mounted brief seasons, maybe three or four in a year. At its height, the Victoria State Opera got up to six or seven maybe in a year, but basically they were part-time operations, whereas the Australian Opera was a full-time professional operation. So the valid comparison was between what the State Opera of South Australia was doing as compared to what the Lyric Opera of Queensland was doing, or similar things. Victoria was not in my beat because the Australian had a resident critic, Ken Hintz, there right from the beginning. Then I left the Australian to pursue creative writing aspirations, which didn't amount to much, but I left there in 1975, and I had been freelancing, writing for various other publications, 24 Hours and a publication called Theatre Australia, which had its headquarters in Newcastle, but kind of ground to a halt about that period, 76 or 77. And I was approached by the publicity manager, David Colville, from the Australian Opera, as to whether I'd be interested in starting up a newspaper, and given the model of Scottish Opera News. And I prepared a fairly long submission to Peter Hemmings, saying precisely what I intended to do, saying that I thought that such a publication would be useful, but not merely as a house journal dealing with the stagehands and the choristers and gossip, and I thought it was an important function that it should publish critical reviews. My submission was accepted by Hemmings without any complaint, but unfortunately he never showed it to anyone, and this led to considerable difficulty in that the paper commenced publication at the beginning of 1978, and in the second issue I ran a somewhat critical review of The Merry Widow, in which Joan Sutherland was playing the leading role, and it was conducted by her husband Richard Bonning, who was at that stage the musical director of the company. And unfortunately this led to all sorts of repercussions, in that Mr. Bonning was highly incensed at what I had said, more or less threatened to leave the company and take his wife with him if I was not silenced. And in fact, what happened was there was a meeting of the committee of the New South Wales Friends of the Australian Opera, which was the official, in fact was the, had put up the funds to establish the newspaper. From which I was excluded, and then was told after the meeting that there would be no further comment of any sort published in the paper from thenceforward. And this continued. I was faced with the proposition of either that was the end of the paper after two issues, or I put up with this position, and I did so for the next few months. The situation continued for maybe a year or so, but in fact, there were other problems with the establishment of the newspaper apart from that, and that did allow me to get on with solving the basic problems of how to get the newspaper to work.